an update on the GoFundMe for Justice for Fredly. Right now it is at $2,365. If you can even give just a little bit, a little goes a long way. They have a lawyer that is willing to work with them, but they do need to have the funds to hire a private investigator. There are links on our Facebook page and our website, but if you go to GoFundMe and search Justice for Fred Lee, you will find it there. Waka. Hello, I'm B. Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Today's case occurs in Mountain Village, which is 111 miles north of Bethel. It takes about 57 minutes by bush plane to get there. This Yupik village is located on the Yukon River. In a 2000 census, there were 755 people, 183 households, and 146 families in the village. The racial makeup at the time was 6.36% white, 90.46% Alaskan Native, 0.13% Pacific Islander, and 3.05% two or more races. The median income for a household was $31,250, and for a family was $30,000. 21.1% of families and 22.2% of the population were below the poverty line. Mountain Village is the location for the district office of the Lower Yukon School District. On June 15th, 2013, the body of an unclothed woman was found near railroad tracks in Morgan Hill, California. She was identified as 46-year-old Bertha Paulson. When police arrived to the scene, Bertha's torso and face were covered by a jacket. Police soon realized Bertha was living in a nearby trailer with her sometimes boyfriend, Michael Shepard. Further investigation, they found that Bertha and Shepard had been fighting. Allegedly, during the fight, Shepard assaulted Bertha to the point of unconsciousness. Shepard then placed her body in a shopping cart to move her near the railroad tracks. He then staged the body to look like a sexual assault. Michael Shepard was charged with one count of murder and one count of felony domestic violence. 5 years later, in January of 2018, Shepard was sentenced to 15 years to life for second-degree murder of Bertha Paulson. Bertha Paulson was the youngest of 9 children. She was raised in Mountain Village. She was described as caring and loving. She was also someone who was willing to help others. After graduating from high school, she moved to Bethel. 5 years prior to her death, she had moved out of the state of Alaska, first living in Seattle and then moving down to California. She was survived by her 3 adult children. She was a mother, a sister, and a friend to many. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week, for the season finale of season 3, we are going to look at the Midair collision that happened in 2016 near Russian Mission. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.